Morning, everybody. Brother Jim, this Bible is way too nice for me. Thank you. So, first of all, I want to say thank you to Pastor. I want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here. I want to say thank you, as we were reminded last night, for starting this church. You know, many, many years ago, I certainly wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Pastor Jimenez starting this church. So, thank you for your leadership that you've been giving me in Fresno. Thank you for not firing me yet. Everybody's like, how's it going in Fresno? I was like, well, I haven't been fired yet, and try not to mess it up. So, but anyway, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the conference. Appreciate it, folks. On that, let me just say, you know, don't ever take your church for granted. You know, let me give you, turn to Matthew chapter 20. And while you're turning there, let me give you some perspective. The last year that I was here, I told some of the guys, you know, there's this constant debate that would go on between the guys like Chevy versus Ford, right? And it was just mind-numbing to me, like the third year I was here. And I told the guys the last year I was here, I was like, man, if I get into another Chevy versus Ford, debate or argument here, I'm quitting this church. You know, that's where I was at. And yesterday, I walk into the church, and here's Brother Joel and Brother Ray, and they're like toe-to-toe, right? And Brother Joel's like, everybody knows that Chevy makes the best diesel motor. And Brother Ray is like, Chevy didn't even figure out how to make their engines out of metal until 10 years ago, you know? And I walk right in the middle of this, and they're like, what do you think? And I'm like, this is great! I'm like, man, it's good to be back. You know, I think you're both right. Brother Ray, there's no Fords in Fresno. I don't know what the deal is. Unless you gotta have an El Camino or a Camaro to live in Fresno. I don't know what the deal is. There's like a silent city ordinance or something. Anyway, don't ever take your church for granted. Look, this is fun, right? This is entertaining, right? This conference, this is a good time. This is fun. We're all fellowshipping. We're listening to great preaching. I mean, the preaching's just a little bit more entertaining during the Red Hot Preaching Conference. You have to admit that, right? This is fun. This is entertaining. But look, today is what we do for other people, right? Today is what we do for others, right? Turn to Matthew chapter 20 if you're there. And let's just read the first couple verses here. In Matthew chapter 20, we see a parable. The Bible says, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them out into his vineyard. And he went out the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And he went about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? So first of all, let me just point out a couple things about this parable for you this morning. First of all, the Bible calls it labor, what you're going to do today. The Bible calls it labor. And look, don't forget that. I mean, I know that especially at the Red Hot Preaching Conference, this is fun, this is entertaining. You're going to go out and you're going to hang out and fellowship with people you haven't seen in a long time. But look, there might be days out soul winning when it feels like work. I mean, last Sunday, it was 108 degrees at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, soul winning in Fresno. It felt a little bit like work, right? But look, when things start to feel like work, you need to just realize, you know, I kind of actually like that because, you know, I just want to just like work harder then. And that's how you should be because the Bible actually calls it labor. You know, I tell my kids all the time, you know, hey, if it was, you know, it's called work, not fun. You know, it said, hey, go to work, not go to fun, right? So, I mean, sometimes work feels like work, but you need to get to be the kind of person that when, you know, things get a little bit hard, you just kind of start to like it and just go a little bit harder. Yeah. All right, so that's just the first introduction. But the point I want to make about this is that this guy went out the third, the sixth, and the ninth, and even the 11th hour. We're talking about a 12-hour shift here. He's going out and he's getting people like on the 11th hour. So, I mean, the good news about this is that there's a ton of work to be done, right? I mean, look, when I go out, if I'm going to build a fence or hire somebody to build a fence in my backyard, I'm not going to go out and like hire like 500 people. right? I'm going to hire maybe two, maybe three, maybe four people to get that job done, right? But here's the thing. The Bible says that we have too few laborers. This job is too big. I mean, there's a lot of people here, but we're not going to get all this work done today, right? I mean, there's too much work to be done. So you're never going to run out of work. That's the good news, right? I mean, I've been on some projects in my life where I'm like, you know what? This is a really fun project. There's some good people that work here. I wish this project would go on forever. But you know what? The project always ends. The project always comes to an end. This project will never come to an end. That's why the Bible is showing us here that even at the 11th hour, look, there's just not enough time to get it all done. I mean, people are dying every single day, right? I mean, that's all we hear about is people dying now, right? People are dying of all sorts of different things every single day. So the job is too big for all of us, all right? That's the good news is the job will never end. That's why he kept going back for more people, all right? But look, the bad news is this. The bad news is the same point. That means that there will be work that is left undone. And, you know, that's, you know, think of it, the 11th hour. Look, if you got a 12-hour shift and you're going and you're like, we need more people, at the 11th hour of that shift, you're not going to get that job done that day. So that means that the people that were standing there, it's not that they didn't want to go to work. They're just like, hey, no one has hired us. And when they went and they hired them, they went, didn't they? There was always those people that still went. But the point is this, and kind of the sad thing about this, is that, you know, the field is ripened unto harvest, and we're going to leave grain on the ground because there's not enough laborers to do the work. And when you think about this, I mean, you think about the people that you'll meet today. I mean, you're going to go, and maybe you have 20 people not interested, but you're going to meet the guy that you ask him the question, and you say, you know, do you know if you're going to heaven? And he's like, no, I don't know. And you're going to meet the guy that you say, do you want to know? And he's like, yeah, I'd like to know. Some of you will meet that person today. And then you'll be able to tell him, we're going to leave people like that on the ground. We're not going to get them all. Isn't that sad? Last week in Fresno, the ladies met these three teenage girls, and they came to the door, and they were so bored, they just wanted to talk to somebody. They just wanted to talk to somebody, and they all got saved. They just listened, and they couldn't believe it, and all this. We're going to leave people like that because there's not enough people, and there's not enough time. Right? I mean, this what we're doing today is a function. Look, getting a job done is a function of man hours. It's a function of how many people you have and how much time you spend doing it. We're going to leave these people. We met a lady yesterday, and it was just, she understood everything. It was just a bridge too far for her. You ever heard of people needing to hear the gospel more than once before they get saved? I was like that. I didn't get saved the first time somebody told me. What if we don't have enough time to get to that lady again? What if there's not enough people to get to? We're going to leave people like her on the ground because there's not enough people. There's not enough time. This is low-hanging fruit. It's all over the place. And the sad thing about the amount of work that needs to be done is that we're going to leave some behind. So that's how important that this is what we're doing today. That's how important it is. So look, it is a privilege to be here. I've always felt like it's a privilege to be at this conference, and especially at this church, and under the leadership that I'm under. I've always felt privileged for that, but I wish there was more of us here. I mean, why aren't the majority of saved people here? I wish there was more. So look, don't ever get bored with this Christian life. There's too much to do. I mean, this is exciting. This is exciting. This is fun. I've been looking forward to this since last year. But don't ever get, because look, young people, you wonder what I don't know about my life, especially right now. Look, I mean, when things change, people get stressed out. I've never seen things change so much in this country as they've changed this year. In my 43 years, this is the most change I've ever seen. Even if you're not affected by it, when things change, you get stressed out. Young people maybe are thinking, what does life have for me? Well, this is your mission right here. This is your base. This is your mission. And guess what? It'll never end. It may start. This is your base. You get in a good church, you get under good leadership, and you start with this base. And guess what? All the other details, your work life, your marriage, who you're going to marry, your kids, all of that. I mean, the Bible says God gave you pastors and teachers. Start with this base. Don't worry about all the change around you. Your mission, everybody in this room, your mission has not changed. Even in a crazy year like this, our mission, that's the beauty of the Christian life. Our mission is the same. It's the same. So I understand, you know, it's stressful. But that's our comfort. This mission that we have today is going to be the same at the end of your life. And everything else, God will fill in the details once we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. All right, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this church. I thank you for the pastor of this church. I thank you for Pastor Jimenez, that he started this church, and he's changed so many lives with this church. Lord, I ask that you fill us all with the Spirit. You help us feel that Holy Spirit within us as we're ambassadors for you today. Lord, we love you. Keep us all safe and bless the rest of this conference. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.